Okay. All right. I'm very happy to be here, and I'm very privileged to speak to you today. You may not know, but I'm really nervous because my knees are shaking, so just don't look here. But it's been an awesome experience just meeting your the students and college, and just an awesome experience, and they've been a blessing to me, and I hope God's word have been a blessing to them in our short time together. All right, and without going much further, we'll continue with our message this Sunday. Before that, can we pray first? Oh, Father, we're thankful and grateful for this beautiful morning that you have given to us. Thank you, God, because today is just a glimpse of the glory that we will see in heaven. That there we can worship you in spirit and in truth fully, but also seeing our brothers and sisters from every tribe, tongue, nation. Father, continue to guide us and help us to know more of you, of your love, and of your Son, Jesus Christ. And we pray that may you be the one who will be lifted up high and not anyone who will be here on stage. Hide us behind your cross. May you continue to be lifted up as you draw all men to you. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. All right. Before I start, I would just like to ask a question to all of us. Have you guys heard of the word friend zone? I think most of our students would know what that means, right? So it's pretty much when a guy kind of likes this girl, but the girl doesn't really have the same feelings for the guy. And so the girl would say, "I'm sorry, but I don't see the same way. You're just a friend to me." So that's being friend-zoned. Yep. So I'd like to ask you now, have you ever been friend-zoned? No, you don't have to answer that. But here's another question. Because being friend-zoned is basically being rejected. But I think all of us kind of have some experience of being rejected in some way.
I think
some point in our lives we've had an experience with rejection, and it's painful, isn't it? In our English service, we're continuing with our series, Love Indeed. And we're seeing that love is not an easy thing. It's more than just feelings of affection for someone. Especially the kind of love that we are talking about, agape love. What we're going to continue to dive in today is that agape love without risk is not love at all. The true love has pain in it. And we will see that today in none other than in the life and the love of Jesus Christ. He is the very epitome of love, and that hopefully today we will continue to see the height, the depth, and the weight of His love for us. And that His love will be the one that will push us to love the people around us. So today we're going to read a little longer passage. We're going to read a chapter, so I'll read the English and just read the Chinese version, just in its entirety. And so if you have your Bibles, just stay in our passage, because basically we're going to go through all of it. But if you can, let's stand up and let's read God's Word together. Our passage is in Isaiah 53. So I'll read it first. Who has believed us, what he has heard? Who has believed what he has heard from us? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? For he grew up before him like a young plant and like a root out of dry ground. He had no form of majesty that we should look at him, and no beauty that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief, as one from whom men hide their face. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. Upon him was the chastisement that brought us peace, and with his wounds we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Like a lamb that is led to the slaughter, like a sheep that is before its shearers is silent. So he opened not his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. And as for his generation, who considered that he was cut off of the land of the living, stricken for the transgressions of my people? And they made his grave with the wicked and with the rich man in his death. Although he had done no violence, and there was no deceit in his mouth, yet it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. He shall prolong his days. The will of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Out of the anguish of his soul, he shall see and be satisfied, and by his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant. Make many to be accounted righteous, and he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong. Because he poured out his soul to death, and he was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many, and makes the intercession for transgressors.
May God bless the reading of His word. We can all sit down.
Alright. So Isaiah 53. This is a chapter regarding the prophecy of the suffering servant. This is a prophecy that God gave to Isaiah centuries before even Jesus Christ was born. And this prophecy points to Jesus Christ Himself. This chapter shows the plan of God as to why and how He will save sinners like you and me. I look at this chapter and I see this, and it's like an undeserved letter for us, the enemies of God. It's a declaration of the sacrifice and the pain of this servant that He will endure for the likes of you and me. And this is a very heavy verse, and I hope that we will not only appreciate this verse, but really let it sink into our hearts and in all of our being. See, this kind of love is a love that He has given for those who do not know Him, for those who do not want Him. And yet He calls us to love those who do not know Him and those who have none of Him. We will never be able to do that unless we let His love define us. And that's why we are studying the pain of love. So number one, what do we see here? That in love, there is the reality of someone's rejection. In verses... In verses 1 to 3, Isaiah was talking that this prophecy kind of like blew his mind. Again, just look in your Bibles, Isaiah 53. We're talking about Isaiah 53, 1 to 3. But he was basically saying, would you believe me if I told you this? Who would believe me if I told you this? Isaiah has seen this majestic plan of God to save mankind. And yet he said, who would believe us? That this is how God will save people. This is how He showed His power. The verse says, God, this is how God shows His arm. Who did He show His power to? Who did He show His power to? Where arm is basically a symbol of power and might. Who would have dared guess that this is how it's going to be? Why? Because God showed His arm, God showed His power, God showed His might, not in coming down and showing His glory, but actually it's the opposite. I showed his power by sending His servant, who is so humble, who is so undesirable, that man can reject Him. He didn't come in power and conquered nations. He didn't come in power and showed His grandiose might and majesty. He sent a suffering servant. The servant was described not as a mighty oak tree, but a sprout growing from the ground. The literal translation would be that he was a suckling. It's when you're gardening, these suckers just grow out of the ground, out of nowhere. And when you see these things, you cut them off because basically they're useless.
很多时候我们做那个做园丁的话，我们会把它
This servant was so ordinary that no one was enamored by him. He sent the servant it's not because of his striking appearance or his attractive personality, but he sent this servant as ordinary as he can be. The verse is saying he came for the sinners that will despise and reject him. He is called a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. He didn't just look normal, basically he was a nobody. People didn't care about him, and not just did not care about him, he was actually despised. And this prophecy was saying no one wanted what this man was offering. This rejection that Jesus will see is a reality that he had to go through when he came here on earth. When Jesus came here, he already knew that people would reject him and despise him. It was not a surprise for him when people chose Barabbas to set free instead of him. It wasn't a surprise for him when he was beaten senselessly, almost near to death. It wasn't a surprise for him when people were spitting on him on Via Dolorosa. It wasn't a surprise for him when they crucified him at Golgotha. And today, it's not a surprise for him when people, your neighbor or your classmate, would want nothing of Jesus or of Christianity. He's not shocked when we take him for granted and by the way we live our lives. Rejection wasn't just a potential for him. It was a reality he was willing to risk just for you and for me. You see, when his love is just an abstract concept for us and not life itself, we will have a very hard time in loving others just the way he loved us. You see, his love is not just an example for us to follow, but his love shows us what love truly is. True love is humble. It doesn't seek attention to oneself. It rejoices in the fact that he or she is loved beyond imagination, and it needs no approval from anyone because they know he or she is already loved. This love is willing to get rejected and even despised for the sake of the object of the one that is loved. There is no true love without any real risk. Jesus Christ risked becoming a man, risked being rejected, risked being humiliated, ridiculed and scorned. He risked even death. Why? What was the reason? Just so he could have you and me. This was why Isaiah was saying, who would believe us that this is how God will save the world? This is why Paul says in Romans 1:18, he says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Greek. Now the question is, are you willing to risk something for him? Does his love move you to risk something? For him and for the people he has given you to love. If not, then we don't know what love really is. If we're not willing to risk anything, then we don't know what love truly is. This is a kind of love that can never be found in prideful hearts. This is a kind of love that comes from God, that is shown through Christ, and is in the Holy Spirit in us. If you will truly love indeed, then you have to face the reality of rejection. Is that a risk you're willing to take? Next, number two. So we saw that in loving, there is a risk of someone's rejection. Number two, there is a weight of someone else's burden. In verses 4 to 9, this is the part that we're going to study. Isaiah 53:4-9. It talks about what the suffering servant has done. It says that his suffering wasn't because of his own doing. He suffered for and in the place of another. He
He carried our griefs and our sorrows on His back.
是因为我们的过犯和我们的这些重压，他把它担在他的膀臂上。
He bore the sorrow that sin causes us, that sin deprives us of true happiness. He bore that sorrow for us.
为我们的罪孽，他是这样的被压伤，就是把这个担子抬在了他的身上。
He was pierced not only figuratively but literally because of our transgressions.
当讲到说这个枪伤插过的时候，不光只是一种比喻，而是真的是预言得到实现的。Because
our sin actually pierces through the heart of God.
因为我们的罪就好像这样的一个枪一样，枪伤插过神的心。He
himself was pierced through with a spear for our sins.
而耶稣自己的身体也是因为我们的罪被这个枪伤来插过。
He was crushed for us.
他这样做是为了我们。
You see, the Bible describes us as dumb sheep who is led by our own evil desires.
圣经里面讲到，我们就好像是那些迷失的，而且是很愚拙的这些羊。
We didn't care what God has in store for us, but instead, He laid on Christ the iniquity of us all.
我们是偏行了己路了，而且不是根本就没有管说神对我们有什么意思。
You know what's crazy? He Himself became the sheep for us.
当我们看到这个时候，我们觉得很震惊，就是。
He became this. He suffered for us sheep, and he became sheep to be sacrificed by the shearers.
这一个羔羊就把我们这些为我们做的替罪羊。
He was considered a sinner, and he died like a sinner.
他被当成囚犯，而且是因为这样子罪犯受了这样的罪人的死。
He had done nothing, but He bore on Him all of our shortcomings, all of our mistakes, all of our failures. He bore all of our sinfulness, stubbornness, evils, and every sin that we have ever done and we will ever do. You see, Jesus Christ experienced everything that sin had to offer except its pleasures. What kind of love is this? It's a kind of love that says, I will die so that you can live. It seeks the happiness of another and not of its of oneself. It's the love that is willing to carry the burden of another and add to one's own burden. It's to be a substitute and to be in the place of another. Jesus Christ was the innocent man who took the place of the guilty and treacherous mankind.
他是一个完全无罪的人，为我们这些罪人来担当。
We were his enemies and rebels against him.
我们完全都是与他作对的，曾是神，上帝的敌人。
And yet he was happy to bear our sins because he considered us as his friends.
但是他却因为我们是认为我们是他朋友的关系，是他的好朋友的关系，他愿意帮我们来承担。
In Proverbs 18:24, it says, A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
箴言18:24节, 浪迹朋友的自取败坏, 但有一朋友,
And then Jesus Christ comes and says in John 15:13, greater love has no one than this, that someone would lay down his life for his friends. Jesus Christ became that kind of friend for us. He took our place when sin's condemnation came running after us. Basically, he sat in the electric chair and he took our place, paying for the sins we committed. He gave his own life as a ransom so we could be off of hell's marketplace. This is the kind of love that he has given for you and for me. And this is the kind of love that we are privileged to show people around us. True unadulterated agape love is coming along someone in the midst of pain, trouble, shame, and regret. It's basically coming along someone and telling them, let me carry some weight off of you. It's not pointing your finger at someone. But it's putting on yourself the additional weight. Not because you're forced to or it's needed, but because you love that person. It's because it's our joy to love people. You know why Jesus Christ did this? It's because of joy. You know what's crazy? It's because in heaven, he had everything. He had everything to make him joyful. He had everything to make him happy. And yet his ultimate joy was this. His ultimate joy was to be with you. We were his reward. And isn't that how we should treat sinners around us? A true friend that loves is someone who can come along in the hardest of times, that's going to cry with someone, laugh with us, care for us, and carry a little weight off of us. The only reason we can do this is because Jesus has already carried our burden that we couldn't bear. He carried our own sins that we couldn't pay for, and he had gladly carried you and me on his back. The reason we can come alongside people and carry their burdens is because Christ has carried our own burdens.
是因为神已经把我们罪的公价的这个担子全然的挑起了。
In the pain of love, it means facing rejection. It means carrying someone else's burden. And the last one, we will see the threat of His grace.
爱我们刚刚提到了，就是要去愿意受拒绝，可以担起别人的担子。然后我们现在来讲第三点，就是我们是神的这个恩典的
Yes. Oh, in Isaiah 50, this part is going to be in Isaiah 53:10-12. When I was studying this section, this is kind of what shook me the most. Because in Isaiah 53:10, it says, it was the Lord's will, it was the Father's will to crush His servant. It was the Father's will to crush His own Son. It was the Father's will to put Jesus Christ to grief. The Father was the one who freely offered His own Son for our guilt, for our shame, and for our sins.
Yes,
The verses are saying that in the anguish of His servant, the Father was satisfied.
十一节竟然说，当看到他这样的劳苦，看到他这样的受苦的时候，心满意足。
Why? Because in the servant's suffering, many will be accounted righteous.
为什么呢？是因为他这样子做受苦的时候。
The righteousness of the servant will be imputed, will be put on the sinfulness of the people. And the sinfulness of the people will be the one that will be imputed to the righteous servant. Isn't that a very unfair exchange? Not for us, but for Him. What's crazy, it was the Father who willingly gave His own Son just so He could have us. It was the Father's will to put His own Son on the judgment seat. Only in the sacrifice of Christ, of His own Son, will He be satisfied. Question, would you ever give your own son, your own daughter, your own child, for other people? Would you give your own child to imminent death just so he could save other people? I don't think so. But you see, that's why our works, our good works, can never, ever pay our sins. That's why our religious works is only like dung, and it can never save us. Because you see, if only we can do good works to go to God, then He wouldn't have sent His own Son to die on that cross.
我们的好行为不能 把我们带到天父的面前，不然的话，神也不会派他的独生子来到。
Because you see, there was no other way.
没有另外一种可能性。
Because only by the sacrifice of his own son that we could be counted guiltless. Of course, God didn't enjoy his own son. The father didn't enjoy seeing his own son suffer for the sins of others. But he was willing to do it.He was glad to do it. Just so he could save you and me and those who would accept his love. Because there was no other way. Here's the thing.Tim Keller said, we were so bad that he had to die, but we were so loved, he was glad to die.
Tim Keller 说过这样的一句话，就是我们是这样子的坏，所以神这样充满了罪，所以神一定要去受死，但是我们也是这样子被爱，所以他也一定要这样去受死。
His love is risky.If you want God's love in your life, let's be ready. Because that may mean that He will have us sacrifice our security. He may have us sacrifice our resources. He may even have us sacrifice our own very lives. Just so for the sake of some, just for the sake of some.They may be saved. That is true Christianity. That's true love. See, if we go back to the martyrs of old, we see them burnt at the stake, eaten by lions, sawed in half, poured boiling oil all over.Just so we can have the benefits that we enjoy now in Christianity. The blessings. And yet, compared that to right now, we are so afraid to approach someone and show them the love that we have been blessed with. This agape love is a love that gives itself away just so for the sake of the ones who need him the most. There is a very controversial show today. It's called 13 Reasons Why. I don't know if some of the students would know this.It's a story of a girl who committed suicide because of bullying, sexual abuse, and feelings of worthlessness.
This is 一些霸凌、一些侵辱，他自己觉得自己人生没有价值，所以他自杀。
But there was a character, and his character was this nice guy who was just nice to this girl.
这个节目里面有一个很好的一个男孩子，他是一个这个角色的话，他很对这个女孩子很好。
At the very last episode, he realized something.
那最后一集的时候，他自己有这样的一个发现。
He said, "A girl killed himself because I was too scared to love her."
这个男孩说，是因为我的原因，因为我没有这个胆量去爱她。
Now that may be overly dramatic. But the question is that going to be the same for us? Are we going to let people be condemned in their sin, die in their own sinfulness? Why? Because we're scared to love them? Are we going to let people walk in their condemnation? Are we going to let a brother or sister suffer in sin? Because we're scared to love? God's love compels us to love the people around us. It's His will for us who claim to love God, to love the people around us. It's us who He calls to love sinners. That we can be willing to risk something for them. In 2 Corinthians 5, 14-15, it says, "For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And He died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for Him who for the sake died and was raised."
哥林多后书5章14-15节讲道，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Knowing all that God has done for us in love,
神为我们所做的这些事情，因为他的爱为我们做的这些，
doesn't that give us all the freedom and all the courage to love others just as we love ourselves?
难道就不会释放了我们，去白白的让我们去爱周遭的人，像他有这样的牺牲的爱呢？
No rejection, no risk, no trouble is too much for love.
如果你认为你不想要去被拒绝，不想要被去伤害，那么，and that's
the very reason why we're still here on earth.
我们今天为什么还在这里，在这个地球上的关系？
Because we were called to love indeed and in truth.
是因为神呼召我们，在我们用我们的行动去爱。Let's
pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father, we're thankful and grateful for such an incredible word that you have given through Isaiah. Forgive us from our lack of love. May we continue to be amazed and be in wonder of the love that you have shown to us. May your love become so real in our lives. We would be able to show real love to others. Thank you, God, for everything. In the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Is this the